Why should a landlord rent to a homeless veteran? That's a question that could have several answers, from it's a good thing to do to it's a good way to be sure rent will come in with no fuss and not a month missed. Next week, nonprofit Partners in Care and the Hawaii Association of Realtors are partnering in a landlord summit organized by the state and the city and county of Honolulu. Myung Oh is the Director of Government Affairs with the Hawaii Association of Realtors and joins us by phone now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, and thank you for the time this morning. Hope you're doing well, too. I know you're traveling, and we appreciate the fact that you've been able to talk to us a little bit about some of what it is we seem not to understand, or that a lot of people seem not to understand about what it means to rent to a homeless veteran, and that this is, in part why we have some who have vouchers and can't find a place to live.
Yes, thank you very much. Let me step back a little and just explain the impetus for this landlord summit. 7 months ago, our organization was approached by Partners in Care to get an understanding into why landlords are not renting to voucher holders, Section 8 voucher holders. While we initially just talked about this, we understood that and came to an agreement that there are a lot of myths out there. And one of the purpose of this event, and fortunately we were able to acquire a grant from the National Association of Realtors, is to at least begin problem solving the complex array of housing needs and to demystify some of the myths that's out there in the community about what property owners or the public may be thinking.
And what were some of those myths that you'd like to see really debunked?
Well, for someone like me who hasn't been involved too much in the homeless, non-for-profit area or the social service providers, I think a lot of the myths is, one of the important myths is they don't want to rent to those in Section 8 or vouchers or homeless or veterans or what have you, because they are basically what's been hearing on the news, the assaults that's been happening. They're not the fact that they're just out of their luck or just lost their job or they just got into a physical accident whereby they just can't make ends meet. Those are some of the stories and the realities that people need to understand, especially those that will hopefully attend this event next week.
For landlords who have maybe the bottom line concern of, or bottom line concerns, I should say, of making sure the rent's getting paid on time, that the property isn't going to have to be, restored after this person leaves, or that damage might not be done, and that this person will be, responsible. Those questions, though, seem to be answered by having that caseworker and other services which are wrapped around that veteran in being that intermediary between the landlord and the veteran. Is that part not really well understood either?
No. In the general community, for mom-and-pop landlords, even property managers who are licensed real estate agents, they're not familiar or educated on the variety of case management wraparound services that's available. And it was an eye-opening moment for me when I was being educated on this. I believe there was a news clip on Hawaii News Now that talked about how the courts are working together with social service providers as well as landlords to ensure that if there are issues that come up, perhaps there is ways where the social service providers or even government can step in and say, hey, this person just lost his job, call this organization, they provide this type of services. And it's actually a win-win rather than evicting the tenant because they're just out of their luck. There are programs out there, but many of the general public isn't aware of it.
It seems almost surprising to hear you say that you had an eye-opening experience, given the fact that you're the Director of Government Affairs for the Hawaii Realtors or the Hawaii Association of Realtors, let alone for people who don't even have that touch with what's going on in our general communities. When you have talked to landlords since that eye-opening moment that you had, are they also able to really have an aha moment?
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that the attendees who attend this event, mix between property managers as well as just mom and pop landlords. I hope there is a kind of a eye awakening awareness that it's not simply just opening your doors to someone with a voucher holder or anything, or a homeless person, but the fact that there are wraparound services. I think that's one of the benefits. And when we've spoken to some of the landlords or property managers that are heavily involved and supportive of these existing programs, it was also an awareness that the support services that's with the case managers is one of the most important aspects of accepting the tenants. Not necessarily the guarantee of damages, but what they said was it had to do with the communication and the lines of communications for the case managers. Should something go wrong, they have somebody to call. They have somebody to talk to immediately should anything go wrong in the unit or within that unit.
Finally, because we're going to have to leave you in just a minute or so, when you have talked about community involvement, when we've heard community involvement as being the real driver for this, if we need to have all of us pull together, we've heard those phrases over and over and over again. This seems to be a very concrete way in which the community can literally open its doors. What will be a measure of success for you after this event is completed?
Measure of success would ideally we would hope that the attendees would consider signing on to a pledge, whether they're thinking about the program or wanting more information. As long as they are keeping their eyes and minds open to the variety of case management and social program that's available to assist them, we hope that they would sign on. And the greater the number, the more success we would anticipate this event to be.
Are you going to actually track this and see how many people do, in fact, open their doors to veterans who are homeless?
Yes, we'll be working with Partners in Care and the government offices to see that perhaps a month down the line, see where we are at based on the pledges, maybe 3-4 months down the line to do any follow-up just to see what the success rate is. Just because you have a pledge doesn't necessarily mean they're going to sign on 2 or 3 months down the line. So at the very least, for the onset of the event is to keep an open mind for all the attendees to consider if they sign on to the pledge, wanting more information. Hey, I'm on it. I want to sign up. And that, those are good signs.
Thank you so much. We're going to look forward to getting some of that data and see, in fact, how successful this really is, as you say, well beyond just signing a pledge. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Myung Oh is the Director of Government Affairs with the Hawaii Association of Realtors. The Landlord Summit happens next Tuesday. Thank you.